Welcome back. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. And today I want to talk about why you might want to start or even restart your meditation practice and what to do, how to do that, and where to start, and why you would want to go back over that. So let's get into this topic today. This is a great time to start a meditation practice if you do not have one. We're going to talk about what that means, how to get going quickly, and how to make it easy. If you do currently have a meditation practice, we're going to be talking about how to restart and why that's actually really, really important to periodically do that, to go back to basics. So let's start with, if you do not currently have a meditation practice at all, what is meditation? I like to think of meditation, you can think of it as contemplation, but I think of it as the other side of the coin from prayer. So when we think about prayer, we are expressing ourselves to the divine. We are saying something. We are expressing gratitude. We are asking for something, asking for help in some area, right? You are speaking to. But how often do we really give the divine a chance to speak back? How long do we shut up and let them get a word in? So meditation is simply the art of sitting down, shutting up for long enough to hear the answer. You may be contemplating a thought while you're doing that. You may be contemplating a sentence that you read in your sacred text. You may be looking at a beautiful flower and just contemplating the beauty in the flower. You might be simply listening to your heartbeat or your breath. There are hundreds of ways to meditate, and this is why I think it becomes confusing for people. So if you're trying to get started, I would make it just this simple. Most people are very busy. And I live in the U.S. where we're ridiculously busy. We never take a minute off. So one of my favorite methods for getting started is to simply, at some moment in your day, stop for 5 seconds and breathe. And just notice the breath. Notice breathing in and breathing out. And that right there is very, like, lovely. It's relaxing. It brings you back into this minute, this moment in time. So no excuses of, oh, I don't have time to meditate. If you have 5 seconds, right? As the old saying goes, if you can't find 15 minutes, you need 3 hours. This is true. But I also believe in Tim Ferriss's rule of do less than you think you can do. If you think you can sit and just feel yourself breathing in and out for 15 minutes, then I really just only want you to do it for 5. Just 5 minutes. Why? Because I want you to have a win. I want you to get a quick win and keep it up. The consistency is far, far more important than the duration. You are not the Dalai Lama. You do not need to meditate for 8 hours a day. For you, depending on your purposes, 5 minutes a day could be enough. 20 minutes a day would be amazing, would be life-altering. 20 minutes twice a day will take you to another realm. So it just depends on what you're trying to achieve, but just start small. If you're so busy you don't even know where you can find any time, then I would say, while you're driving at a red light, you're driving, you come to a red light. One breath in and out, where you're focused on that breath. The light turned green and you go. You can always find the time. You're sitting at your desk about to do work. Heck, if you have to wait till a bathroom break, do it there. There is no absolute on when or where, or that you have to be sitting in a certain way, or that you have to completely clear the mind. completely clearing the mind is very advanced meditation. It takes work to get there. And if you try to make that the first thing you're trying to achieve, you're going to be disappointed and you're going to give up. So I recommend that. Don't do that. Focus the mind on something. The breath, right? Feeling yourself breathing in, feeling yourself breathing out. If you want to make it a little bit tougher, go to the heartbeat, because it's a little bit harder to stay focused on the heartbeat. And the thoughts come, let them. Send them on their way. Another thought may pop into your head. It's okay. Let it go. The idea is not up front to restrict the existence of thoughts, but to not hold on to any one thought when it comes. Let it go. Let it come. Let it go. And just practice that. And that's where I would start. And you would think, oh, that sounds too simple. Yes, it's so simple that you have no excuse. So get moving. One breath, 1 minute, 5 minutes. Consistency is the key. Do what you can. And don't dog yourself when you have thoughts, because we all do. It's okay. Now, why would you want to restart? So for everyone watching who has an established meditation practice and has been doing this, even if you're a very, what I would call a very advanced student, even if you're working on forms of, you know, you've been through the beginning stages of focusing on breath, focusing on a heartbeat, focusing on, you know, a beautiful object or a piece of music or the sound of birds chirping, right? We always start with these sort of external things and we go internal. You've already done, let's say you've already been through somatic styles of meditation. Let's say you're already working up into energy forms of meditation, into consciousness work in your meditation. I still want you to periodically go back to basics, find a beautiful object, even a cup of tea. No, follow me on this one. Something as basic as a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and you put it there in front of you and you stare at it like it's the most fascinating thing in the world. And as a beginning meditator, you're just observing it. You're observing the shape of the cup, the colors of the cup, the colors of the liquid inside the cup, textures, brightness, just really very focused on that one thing. Now, as an advanced meditator, when you come back to this kind of beginner-style meditation, you'll have all of these lessons that pop out of that cup that you'll be absolutely amazed, you know? And it could be something as simple as, oh, it's the empty space that makes it useful, right? You'll get these insights, right? So every time you return to what you may think of as a beginner meditation, it's going to have new lessons for you and new insight. And we see the same thing when you return to what you think of might be as a basic, more basic yoga pose, right? You may be used to a more advanced yoga practice. And then you come back to something as basic as sun salutations, and it's got a whole new perspective for you. You get something out of it that you didn't get before, because now you are ready to see something that you didn't see before. So starting your practice, restarting your practice, returning to basics is incredibly potent. Now, why should you do this right now? Right now, at this time in our history, is a wild time in the timeline of humanity. And I think it's only going to get more and more interesting over the next few years. So there's never been a time in our history quite like now. Maybe there have been a few here and there, but every few hundred years we have this sort of time where there's so much tumult that you need to kind of stay above the fray. You need to be grounded, but you need to have perspective so that you don't get drawn into fear, anger, on these negative emotions. You don't want to get drawn into that. If you feel them honestly and let that be. But if you would prefer to have a little more perspective and be more at peace through the chaos that may or may not be happening in your surroundings or in your country at large, then start or restart your meditation practice. Let me know what thoughts, ideas you have, what questions I can answer for you, what else you'd like me to go into and address, how I can help. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Until then, see you on Chained.